They say it's the new rock and roll. People have been doing it for at least 1,000 years, and it's even enjoyed by movie hard man Russell Crowe. What is it? Knitting! Knitting has been enjoying a bit of a revival at the moment, thanks in part to its popularity amongst celebrities, who can regularly be seen getting their needles out in the pages of Heat magazine. Now, I know everyone's heard of knitting, but what is it really, and how did it start? As far as we can tell, it all began with Egyptians knitting socks in the 11th century. The fact that it's socks is significant. Most clothing was woven, but this technique was unsuitable for odd-shaped things, like socks. Did you know that there are two types of knitting? Weft, which is the normal type of knitting that everybody does, and warp knitting.
Engines ahead. Warp one.
No, it doesn't mean very fast knitting. It's actually a kind of knitting usually done by a machine, so I suppose that it is, fast. But before you can do any knitting, you need yarn. There are two main types. Natural, in other words, wool, although cotton is also used, and man-made fibres like polyester. We all know that wool comes from sheep. Easy, tiger. But we need to get the wool off the sheep and into something we can knit with. So first, we have to shear the sheep.
Click! Go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow and his hands move quick.
Sheep shearing is carried out by specialist contractors who travel from farm to farm. An expert can remove all the wool from a sheep in 2 to 3 minutes without hurting the animal, and will use powered shears, which are a bit like a larger version of human hair clippers. A sheep will usually be shorn every year of its life. Next, any debris must be removed from the fleece, such as leaves, twigs, bits of skin, and feces. Then the sweat must be removed, and it's very valuable in its own right. You probably know it as lanolin, a common ingredient in cosmetics. Then the wool needs to be spun into yarn. Originally, this was done by simply twisting the fibres together by hand. But for hundreds of years, some variation of the spinning wheel has been used. Of course, today, yarn is spun in factories on large, electrically driven machines. So what's the attraction of knitting? I asked several knitters how they got into it. Pippa is a civil servant who commutes to London on the train.
I can't remember a time when I couldn't knit. I was taught by my mother when I was a small child, and the first things I can remember knitting were clothes for my dolls. I would say I've been knitting probably for a good 36, 37 years, since I was very, very small. Of course, the first bits of knitting were full of holes and were useless, and they were long bits of knitting that were, you know, probably like scarf-like shapes. But yes, I said I can't remember when I couldn't knit.
Lucy has been knitting for over 60 years. Things were very different then, especially during the war.
One of the things that made me want to knit was in the market in Birkenhead, there was a stall that sold rainbow wool. And it was lovely for a child to knit and see the different colours coming up. And it was only a penny. I could buy it out of pocket money. The first thing I made properly was that I hated needlework. I was no good at it. And one day the teacher said, if you want to, if your mothers will buy the wool and the needles, if you'd rather do that, you can bring that here and knit. And that suited me fine. And I made a green cardigan that buttoned up to the neck, a pale leaf green, and it had little wooden buttons. I can see that now. In the war, what we used to do was unpick previous knitting and knit it up again. You unpicked it and wound the wool up and made new things from old wool. We knitted a lot in the war.
In fact, during times of uncertainty and war, knitting is always there, as the need to save resources becomes paramount, but also as a morale booster. There's a theory that the current resurgence of knitting has its roots in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks of 2001, when people stopped travelling and turned their thoughts towards home and family. Whether or not you subscribe to this view, there's no doubt that a whole new generation of knitters is out there. Michelle is in her 20s, and as she told me, she needed a little help from her friends to get her started.
Well, it was quite an odd thing, actually. For my birthday a few years back now, must have been about my 18th or 19th, my friends gave me a little knit your own mouse bag set, probably aimed at sort of 5 to 6 year olds. I'd made a comment before how I thought, you know, knitting would be quite a cool thing to start, because I've always liked creating my own things and making things from scratch. And I started out making this mouse bag, which sadly I never actually finished, but it did get me into the bug of knitting. And after that, I went out and bought a load and load of wool and a big book on how to do all different patterns, how to knit jumpers, scarves, hats, all the different kind of things that I wanted to learn. So that's how I started out, a random birthday present that kind of stuck, and it's still stuck all these years later.
And of course, like Russell Crowe, men can do it too. Here's Gary.
I've been knitting for about 40 years, on and off. When I was very young, I used to spend summer holidays at my aunt's, and she's the one who taught me how to knit. And I never touched it since then. I mean, I was very young. And then quite some time after that, when I was at university, I started hand knitting because I saw it was a cheap way of getting clothes. I was a student on a budget and I couldn't really afford the things I wanted, so I started making them and made a few disastrous things, which just went completely and horribly wrong. And when I started showing an interest in that, my sister actually gave me a really old-fashioned knitting machine, which she couldn't handle. So I learnt how to use that, and I just took off from there, really.
But of course, not everyone's a fan. Mel has dabbled occasionally.
I started knitting when I was about 6, because my grandma was knitting me a school jumper at the time, and she gave me a spare pair of needles, those extremely chunky ones that you get, and a very thick piece of wool that really looks like a bit of rope, and I was only hooked for about 5 minutes, I think.
So is it really the new rock and roll? Isn't it just a bit too relaxing? What do people actually get out of knitting? Apart from some knitting, and with our increasingly busy lifestyles, do we actually have the time anymore?
When I realised that to do about 2 rows would take most of your evening, I think I decided it wasn't going to be for me.
It's incredibly satisfying. It gives you something to do if you're just sitting at home and not doing anything. It's just great. I mean, sitting in front of the telly is great, but you're doing something as well. You're creating something from scratch. And the most satisfying thing I ever had was I knitted myself a scarf a few months back. And one of my friends stopped me and said to me, "Oh, I love your scarf. Where did you get it?" And it was so wonderful to be able to say, "Well, I made it, actually. I knitted it." And that was just the biggest compliment I've ever had. That was brilliant. So that's why I think knitting is so satisfying. You're wearing something you have created and something that you can really be proud of. And I think that's priceless.
I really find it relaxing. And one of the things I do is make use of my train journey to and from work. And I knit on the train. Take my knitting, sit there with a ball, get needles out, and can knit and read at the same time. Oh, yes, because if you're not doing an article that's got a particularly complicated pattern, you don't actually have to look at the knitting you do.
Reading a book, now that's something else. That's seriously impressive. My brain can't think about interpreting something in a book and my hands doing something else. That's insane. I can just about manage watching telly. I was way too much to think about at once.
I've never tried reading whilst knitting. I can't do that. I guess I can't multitask.
It's neat and it's sweet, it's a ding-dong treat.
Friendly and knitting's fun.
Knitting's good for everyone, and that is why we sing this knitting song.
But hang on a minute. I'm trying to say that knitting's the new rock and roll. And all I hear from new knitters is, fluffy balls of wool, books, trains, relaxing, satisfying. Don't you ever feel like just going out and having a good time instead?
Yes, I know there are other things I could be doing. I could be going out and dancing around my handbag, you know, going out with my friends, having lots of drinks and probably getting too drunk and things like that. Things that most people might should be doing. I do both. I like my home comforts. I am a bit of a home girl, but I do like to go out and have a good time. So not all knitters are boring. We do have fun.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up then. So, is knitting the new rock and roll? Well, it's probably more lounge. And with that, I'll let Pippa, Mel and Michelle have the last words.
Knitting is creative. You can think of the design, you can think of the pattern, and if you're knitting for someone else, there's love involved as well, because you're putting your time and effort into producing the garment.
You want to know why I don't knit? Life's too short.
I would definitely recommend knitting as a hobby. There's so few things in this day and age that you do yourself. Everything comes in a package at a price, and I just think if you can do something yourself, be a bit old-fashioned, I know, but I just think it's fun to do and you get rewards out of it, so give it a go.